And now, KID's Morning News with Neil Larson and Calla Curtis.
And good morning. It is Friday. Who's excited? I'm excited. Mike, you excited?
Right? It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Woo!
Woo, we're excited. A beautiful Friday morning, September 29th. Tons of news, of course. Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, the campaign, so much going on.
But really? That's in the news?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's oh, wow.
It's a hard, you have a hard time remembering, right? Well, that's probably because you try and turn it off when you leave here every morning. But we're going to jump into something off of the presidential campaign trail for just a moment. We have joining us on the phone, Sandy Streeter. Sandy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
Sandy is the president of the Snake River Valley chapter of the National Federation of the Blind for Idaho. And October is Meet the Blind Month, which is an opportunity for the community to raise awareness and support for the visually impaired. So, Sandy, tell us about this outreach and what you're hoping to be accomplished in October.
Well, starting tomorrow, we will be holding a book fair at the Barnes & Noble at the Grand Teton Mall there in Idaho Falls. We will be members of my chapter will be on hand to answer questions about blindness. We will have bookmarks available, free bookmarks, where we will braille names on the bookmarks. We'll have stickers available where the children can then decorate their bookmarks. We will have braille books available where we can read stories to the children, and this is a great opportunity for us to be out in the public and to educate the public about blindness.
So is there maybe some misunderstanding, folks who maybe don't personally know a blind person, is there maybe a gap there where you want to just let them know, hey, we're part of your community as well?
Oh, definitely, definitely. People, you know, often think that because you're blind, you know, you're not capable of doing anything. You know, if my neighbors see me out walking, you know, I'm automatically amazing. But, you know, we just learn to do things differently in some aspects of life than you do if you are sighted. But that does not mean that we are not capable of being successful.
So,
and that's what the National Federation of the Blind is all about.
Which is such a great message. You made me laugh when you said that if somebody sees you out walking, you're amazing. So, you know, is that one of those like where sometimes some of us maybe say the wrong things or make certain assumptions?
Yes, and when you say the wrong things, you know, most of us understand that, you know, you have to be educated and perhaps be around a blind person to really understand that we are just like you. We just happen to have to do things differently.
And I know you guys go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, we just, you know, I am never offended by any questions that anyone may have of me.
Can you tell us about how did you become blind? Were you born blind, or is that something that happened to you later in life?
I was born with cataracts, and at that time, you know, science wasn't what it is today. And I had a little bit of vision, but until I was about 7 or 8, then I went totally blind. So, yes, pretty much I have been blind all my life. I married. I raised 2 daughters. They are now married and have children of their own. No visual impairments involved in their lives other than me.
So do you feel like, you know, I guess there are certain laws, of course, on the books so that to provide for people of all kinds of disabilities. Do you think has society come you know, pretty far since you were a little girl? Are most restaurants and people out in the public aware of, you know, accommodations and that sort of thing?
Oh, yes. I think things have progressed quite a bit. However, we still have a long way to go. Blind children are still not always being taught Braille in school. If they have a little bit of vision and have to hold paper 3 inches from their face to read it, that's conceived as being okay. That's better than being blind, in some people's opinion. That is not the opinion of the National Federation of the Blind.
Do you have any idea how many folks in Idaho are affected by blindness?
I'm sorry, I'm not.
But it's a good number, right? It's a good number.
Yes, it is.
Well, let's give somebody the, in case people want to know more information about, I know you guys do a lot of wonderful things. There's a special Easter egg hunt for children who are blind and the eggs actually beep. And there's a wonderful summer camp for blind and visually impaired kids. And then, of course, this fundraiser coming up. Is the website the best place for people to go for more information?
That would be a good place to go. Our affiliate website is nfbidaho.org.
All right, nfbidaho.org. Sandy Streeter, president of the Snake River Valley chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Idaho. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck this weekend with your fundraiser.
Well, thank you for your time and having me on this morning.
You bet. Thank you, Sandy.